We're joined by General Mark Kimmett. He's in Baghdad. He's the spokesman for the U.S. military there. General Kimmett, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you for having me.
We want to talk, sir, about these allegations of abuse of Iraqi prisoners at the Abu Ghraib prison and about general conditions there. Let me begin with these allegations. What do you have to say about them?
Well, I think the allegations that I'm aware of are the ones that you see basically contained in the pictures, the photos that are coming across everybody's screens. They're absolutely horrible. And certainly not indicative of the great work that's being done by 95%, 99% of the soldiers over here.
Are there, we hear reports that people say there are too many prisoners and too few guards at the prison, and that's a factor in how things kind of got out of control there. How many prisoners are currently in the prison of Abu Ghraib?
Well, right now we have about 7,000 detainees being held at Abu Ghraib.
7,000?
Right.
And how many guards are assigned to oversee them?
I don't know the actual guard numbers. I think it's a couple of hundred. But it is clear that the 16th MP Brigade, which has responsibility for that, feels that they have sufficient guards to properly supervise all the internees.
How is it that we see reports back here in this country of emails from, Sergeant Frederick, for one, who's being charged with court-martial offenses now? He wrote his family saying there are a dozen of us guards looking over 1,000 prisoners. Is Abu Ghraib broken up into different compounds?
It's got different compounds. That's exactly right.
So is it possible that Sergeant Frederick's account of how things are going is correct, that there might be a dozen soldiers overseeing as many as 1,000 prisoners?
No. That account that a dozen guards overseeing 1,000 prisoners, that is not correct.
That is not correct.
That is not correct.
Can you tell us what the situation is there, and if there are sufficient numbers of guards, how is it that the abuse of prisoners, which is alleged both by news accounts and in this report, internal army report that was prepared in February, how does that come about?
Well, I think it comes about by the criminal activity of a few people that are taking advantage of the situation and abusing the prisoners. I don't think what you're seeing here is widespread, certainly not systemic, certainly not structural. Through numerous reviews, it has been determined that there is sufficient oversight at the prison. But the very fact is that we had a number of soldiers who, for whatever motivations, for whatever reasons, engaged in what is now being considered or now being investigated as criminal behavior. Frankly, I saw those pictures. Those pictures are awful. There is nobody that can stand here and defend those pictures. The behavior of the American soldiers as they were grinning and smirking, that was embarrassing, that was unprofessional, that was dishonorable.
General, what about the role of private contractors there at the prison? Are private contractors carrying out interrogations on behalf of U.S. intelligence agencies or the U.S. military?
I understand that private contractors are used for some of the aspects of the interrogation. I don't know what aspects. It could well just be the translation. But I'm not an expert in detention, nor am I an expert in interrogation.
Are you clear on the role of the contractors at the prison?
I'm personally not clear on the role of the contractors at the prison, no.
Well, Sergeant Fredericks has alleged, and I believe the Internal Army report alleges, that these contractors are at times running interrogations, issuing instructions to soldiers, asking that prisoners be roughed up or prepared in some way for interrogation. Private contractors.
Well, first of all, I have heard those same accounts as well, and I don't understand, and I certainly can't explain the motivations of somebody who is now facing criminal charges. But the very fact is that if you saw those photos like I did, that behavior was reprehensible, and nobody can be ordered to do that kind of behavior. Nobody can be ordered to conduct that kind of behavior.
General Kimmett, there's an allegation that a particular Iraqi prisoner died after an interrogation. And according, again, to Sergeant Frederick, in his account of what happened, He believes that the death of this prisoner was tied to the interrogation, which he said was carried out by private contractors. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I've heard that as well, and I would remind you that there is also an investigation ongoing at this time that is looking at the military intelligence and the interrogation procedures that went on at Abu Ghraib. I would suspect that that probably is part of the body of evidence that's being looked at in this investigation.
Generally speaking, sir, how are people in Baghdad reacting to this? Certainly, we're hearing a lot of concerns about how people will react.
Well, I think the people of Baghdad are reacting very similar to the way that the soldiers reacted. They saw those pictures, and they were disgusted. And what we've got to make sure of is that the people on the street, the people that we work with side by side every day, the people in whose neighborhoods we patrol every day, understand that those pictures are the pictures of a few soldiers acting well outside their authority, and they don't reflect the vast majority of the 150,000 coalition soldiers that we have over here. So we've got some work to do with the Iraqi people because they had the same emotional response to those photos that we did. Absolute disgust. And we've got to make sure they can trust us, and we've got to make sure we communicate to the Iraqi people by not only by our words, but by our actions and by our deeds, that those pictures are not representative of the United States Army.
For you, sir, you're the chief spokesperson for the coalition effort over there, for the American military there, certainly. This is the very prison where Saddam Hussein notoriously tortured and abused his victims. And here you have this incident with Americans carrying out abuse of Iraqis. I mean, it just must be about the worst nightmare you could imagine from a public relations standpoint.
Well, this isn't about public relations. This is about building the trust and confidence of the Iraqi people. And even if I was to try to stand up there and say this is measurably different and far less than what Saddam celebrated at that prison, the fact still remains is they look at us and they say, you told us that you are going to be a bright, shining light. And frankly, that light is a little bit dimmer today than it was yesterday before they knew this.
General Mark Kimmett speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you for joining us on Day to Day, sir.
Thank you.